This is episode number 2110 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, December 15th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
So there's a video game out where Keanu Reeves plays a character. As a matter of fact, he's, you know, gotten his money for
Keanu
it a little bit.
Keanu Reeves.
Plays a character called Johnny Silverhand in the game Cyberpunk 2077. And it's come to everybody's attention that there's a way for players to have sex with Johnny Silverhand in the game.
What?
Though he remains fully clothed. So okay. Apparently people can have sex with his avatar.
All right.
Keanu says it's okay. Not a big deal. I mean, you know, whatever. Gamers be gamers kind of thing. But
gamers be gamers.
Well, he didn't say that. That was me adding that in. But anyway,
okay.
The folks behind Cyberpunk are shutting down that module of the game. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. Can't have that. You know?
Well, they figured this out, but it wasn't really supposed to be part of the game?
Well, see, this is the thing that's interesting to me. You know, they somehow coded it in there. I mean, so, you know, who did that?
Somebody did that. Buzo sells and shut it down.
So there you go.
Enterprising spirit.
That's right. In the meantime, if you want to log into Cyberpunk 2077, well, I'm going to have to keep Morgan back on that one. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News with Morgan. What's going on?
Well, Ben Affleck says he'd still be drinking if he was married to Jen Garner.
Oh, my God. That's a slap in the face to Jen, don't you think?
I think so.
Yeah, it's like, come on, dude, seriously?
Well, Ben told Howard Stern that he felt trapped.
Trapped, he said.
He didn't want to leave his kids, but he wasn't happy. And while he and Jen did what they could to try and work things out for the kids, you know, ultimately they agreed it was for the best.
It never works.
Ben went to rehab. Jen continued with her mom life. Fake cooking show, which is hilarious.
Her fake cooking show is great. Yeah.
And all her other cute little, you know,
Jen Garnerisms.
Poses she does.
Yeah. You know, on the surface.
Jen Garnerisms, yes.
There's a friend of mine and I that we have this conversation. We do, actually. We have this conversation. It's like, what is she really like? What is she really like? And it's like, part of me is like, you know, I bet she refers to him as Benjamin.
You think so?
I think she would, yeah. And so that speaks volumes, if you think about it. It's like, well, Benjamin, I think it's time that you grow up and get off the couch and you and Matt Damon quit hanging around, okay? Spend a little time here with your wife and your kids. Enjoy life like you're supposed to in your family and blah, blah. Benjamin.
Blah,
Benjamin.
Blah. Well, maybe.
I think she calls him Benjamin.
Do you think part of that was like, you know, put the vodka down?
Right. It's like, put the bottle down.
Well, because Ben said he felt so trapped that the only way to deal with it was to drink a bottle of scotch and pass out on the couch. He says, looking back on it now, that wasn't a great way to deal with it.
No, probably not a way to deal with it. But he's got to rehab.
Benjamin.
We think he's dry now, right?
He's got
this fantastic relationship with a woman named Jennifer Lopez. You know, come on now.
They seem to get along on the kid
front.
Well,
now that they're not married, they seem to get along just fine.
Yeah, they do the kid thing pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, because he doesn't have to live with her. So I would not want to live with somebody who calls me Benjamin all the time either. I'm just thinking.
Well, you know, he did say that he felt the only way was to drink a bottle of scotch and pass on the couch.
Yeah, yeah.
He found another way.
What was that?
Oops, a nanny.
That's right. Aha.
You know, the scotch ain't working. I'll try the nanny. What's that sound?
What sound?
Crickets.
Crickets? Yes. What?
Monday, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association announced its nominees for the 79th Annual Golden Globe Awards.
Yeah, they did.
And Hollywood responded... Silence.
Silence of the
Crickets.
Lambs.
Bueller.
Oh my God. Bueller.
The HFPA has been mired in controversy over the historic lack of diversity in its membership and for reportedly questionable ethical practices.
Well, and I don't know that whole story. But it has. I think it goes back to the gift bags that they give to the presenters.
Yes. That's part of it.
Okay.
Well,
was there cocaine in them? That's what I wanted to know.
You know what? Snoop.
Snoop?
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg read off the names.
Oh, the nominees for this year?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Can you? All right, that's diverse.
And he mispronounced. That's their diversity right there.
That's their diversity right there.
And he mispronounced names.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But he's Snoop Dogg.
Shmizzle. Hoff and Zephyr Incorporated.
Fashizzle. I'm sorry, I missed that now. Hey.
Yeah, I bet you can find it on YouTube.
Well, I bet you can. You know, and he does an after the football wrap up on Sunday nights on the, I think it's on the NFL Network too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Snoop does. You'll see the promos on Sunday Night Football.
Well, you know, since the scandal exploded in February, the organization, you know, HFPA, they made moves to welcome more journalists of color into its ranks. Oh, how sweet.
Yeah, but you
of
know
them.
What? They didn't do enough.
No.
And
they instituted new bans on gifts.
Yeah.
But the A-list talent that once flocked to its teleclasses and, you know, drank a lot.
That was
the drunk awards.
Yeah,
they're steering clear until more time has passed. They're all steering clear.
I don't know.
Well,
I
except
don't know.
For Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, well, Snoop is Snoop.
Snoop's getting a lot of work these
look,
days.
You know what? Nothing sticks to Snoop, okay? Because he's Snoop, and he knows it. So it's like, cool. And whatever, for shizzle. I mean, that's what it's all about, right? Think that the Golden Globes are going to be a thing anymore?
This is not like they were. If they ever come back.
I don't know that because they're not going to televise them on NBC this year. Now, I don't know if they're going to get televised like on cable channel 500.
This is the first time in 25 years NBC will not air their.
But I got to go back and watch Snoop. I got to see that. That part.
Yeah,
for the comic effect.
Right.
Yeah, I'm bringing this up. This is a very sensitive thing to say, but you know it's our show, so whatever. But do you, Halle Berry's won a Golden Globe before, right? Has she won a Golden Globe?
I think so.
Okay, because she's the only woman of color to win Best Actress in all the history of the Academy Awards. So take that, Academy. Okay, I think you're all just full of crap. There, I said it. I'm out. Mic drop.
Ouch, my toe.
More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.